brought to you by Penguin.
The Gold by Neil Forsyth. Read by Homer Todiwala. Introduction. Shortly before 7 a.m. on Saturday, the 26th of November 1983, an armed gang burst into the Brinksmat depot near London's Heathrow Airport. They expected a significant haul, but what they found was beyond their wildest dreams. Gold bullion worth almost £26 million. Making off with the gold, the gang committed what was at the time the largest robbery in world history, and unwittingly set off an extraordinary, decades-long chain of events. The Brinksmat robbery took place in a society in flux. Britain was changing. Heavy industries were in terminal decline, with traditional trades becoming little more than folk memories. Old societal bonds were pulled apart as ideas of a new world took shape. Cut loose from tradition, Britain would no longer grow rich from production. Instead, money would come from money. The country would derive its wealth from expertise and services. Britain was to become a handler nation. Fortunes would not be made through hard graft, but by making a canny investment, cutting a sharp deal, trading with anyone who had the cash. It was a brasher, more individualistic entrepreneurial world, driven by money. What was true for society was true for crime. During the 1970s, the cunning burglar and expert safecracker of folklore had been replaced at the top of the criminal tree by the armed robber, whose threat of brutal violence offered a more reliable route to success. But by the early 1980s, the supremacy of the armed robber was beginning to slip, replaced by a new generation of criminal entrepreneurs who operated in the shadows, not committing the crimes themselves, but making fortunes from buying and selling stolen goods and investing the profits in further criminal enterprise. In this, they were aided by a small army of seemingly respectable professionals, of dodgy lawyers, accountants, bankers, and advisors prepared to turn a blind eye to the sources of their clients' wealth while taking their cut. The Brinksmat robbery happened in the midst of all this change. The loose network of criminals who committed the robbery and handled the gold straddled the old and the new worlds, combining traditional craft criminals with upwardly mobile wheeler dealers and unscrupulous professionals. Together, they took advantage of the opportunities unleashed by the economic and social forces transforming Britain, in deals done in both shady backrooms and smart corporate offices, and with old codes abandoned in favour of opportunity and greed. Ranged against the criminals was a police force that had become mired in rumours and allegations of malpractice, and legislation that had not kept up with the changing face of crime or society. The investigation into the robbery was an inquiry under the constant threat of corruption, facing opponents with the money to buy a lot of favours. Just as importantly, it confronted a public and media that was sometimes sceptical about its claims, and which showed a willingness to side with the word of the accused over that of the police officer. The Brinksmat robbery is both famous and unknown. Other than the fact it occurred, few are aware of the events that followed. By its nature, it is a difficult story to tell. Much of what happened during and after the robbery is known only to those who took part. Very few of those people, and none of those convicted, have ever spoken publicly about it. After 40 years, myths and legends have grown around the robbery, and those involved which only serve to obscure the reality further. It is a consistently murky tale, where little is what it seems. Including, we will reveal the popular story of the robbery itself. This book is our best attempt to reconstitute the events set in train on the 26th of November 1983. We have worked through 40 years of criminal trials, police interviews, media archives, unpublished records, and the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?